We are talking with Tuolumne County Community Development Director Quincy Yaley on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. During the first couple of segments, we talked primarily about the Climate Action Plan. Going to shift a little bit during this final segment. First off, anxious to hear the latest when it comes to development projects going through the process. So, Director Yaley, what would you say are some of the bigger projects right now?
Sure. The Development Department is, as always, very busy. We do sort of watch our building permit intake as some indicators of our local economy. And we always want to make sure that we're staying on top of any changing trends in the community.
So what are some of the notable projects, you would say?
Sure. Right now, we're really working on processing permits for the Yonder Yosemite project. This was a recently approved hotel project on the 120 corridor. They are assembling plans for a grading permit and are hoping to break ground soon on that project. The second project that is keeping our staff really busy is what is called the Firefall Lodge project. About maybe 2010, this was approved. It was sort of known as the Holcomb Project. It's located east of Groveland, and it's approximately 55 overnight accommodation units, as well as an event center and associated lodges and things like that that support the overall project. So they have broken ground, lots of activity up there on that site, and we've been working with them to get them as far along as we possibly can in the event that we do get some snow up in that area that may cause some project pauses. So, you know, we're also just really focusing on all things housing. We're fostering relationships with local and out-of-town builders, really trying to bring more housing to the community at all levels, not just at an affordable or workforce level, but we like to reference the housing ladder. So as we can move people into new units, it makes other types of units available to those who may just be entering the housing market. So we've been participating in a local effort called the Housing Collaborative, which is looking at ways that the community beyond just county staff can partner and work together to bring new housing units. One of those groups that we've been working with is called the Stanislaw Housing Authority. And I think that there's a misconception in the public that somehow this means that Stanislaw County is building housing up here in Tuolumne County. And actually, it's the Tuolumne County is a member of the Stanislaw Housing Authority. We don't have a local housing authority, so we use their staff and their processes to help bring housing to our county for our residents. So if in the future you see a project that's related to the Stanislaw Housing Authority, it doesn't mean housing for Stanislaw County residents. It's just the entity that we're partnering with to bring housing up here to local residents.
You know, the desire for more workforce housing, are there things that you've noticed or challenges to overcome that would make it easier to have more housing up here?
Sure. I mean, I think the number one thing is just the cost of materials and the supply chain. We're seeing that as a big impact, not just to, larger housing development projects, but just individual, single family home projects. The cost of construction has never been this high. I hear that from contractors time about how, the prices are doubling, tripling, and even more. So the cost of materials is really playing a negative role in the ability for the county to foster and help bring projects to fruition.
Also want to ask you about Camp Hope. That was an effort that the homeless camp that was closed down a while ago, and there's been some cleanup up there. Can you kind of provide an update about what is going on there now?
The county was successful in partnering with CalRecycle to fence that property. I'm sure individuals have seen it as they drive by. We've secured the property in partnership also with the property owners, and we continue to monitor that site to make sure that individuals are not moving on and sort of establishing a camp there. So we're continually monitoring the Camp Hope site. CalRecycle is continuing to be a partner with us, and we'll be back out on the site doing soil testing so that we can suggest what types of remediation steps need to be taken in order to make that site cleaner and safer and closed in the manner that it should have been closed when it no longer functioned as a landfill or a dump. So The project was successful. We certainly appreciate the public's patience while the county took the necessary steps to make sure that anyone who was living out of the site was offered an alternative housing opportunity. It took a very long time, and I just want to also take this opportunity to thank our county partners, county council, sheriff, animal control, health and human services, and more. They all played a big role in assisting the community development department in having a successful closure of that site.
I also want to ask you a little bit about the past Planning Commission meeting where the Climate Action Plan was discussed. Unrelated to the plan itself, there was some comments made and concerns raised about the fact that meetings are being held virtually still. There was an instance where the chairman of the board handed it to the vice chair because of technical issues. Do you know at this point when those meetings could potentially go to in-person again?
Right now, those projects are still being held, are still being held remotely, and that is authorized by a governor's order to allow remote meetings. Every few months or so, my staff, when we handle the committees that we're responsible for, do have a discussion with either the committee members or the commissioners on whether or not they would like to return to an in-person meeting. And so far, the entities that we're responsible for, such as like the Planning Commission, the Planning Committee, the Housing Policy Committee, those things, those members have chosen to still meet remotely. So we can go back to in-person when, you know, if and when the members of those entities are ready to or you know, provide direction to us to do that. We know that those technical challenges can be very difficult for the public. We appreciate everyone bearing with us. Sometimes, you know, we have to take a little break to sort of rearrange our technology. So, you know, we do appreciate everyone bearing with us. And I do hope that we're able to go back in person soon so that we can make sure that we avoid any of those technical difficulties that the public and that some of our members have been having.
Quick follow-up question on that. You mentioned Planning Commission, Planning Committee as well, two separate entities. What are kind of the differences between those two?
Sure. Anytime you'll see the word committee after, you know, like a Natural Resources Committee or a Planning Committee, those are board committees. So those are the topics are selected by the Board of Supervisors, and then two board members are appointed to serve on those committees. So those are generally policy committees where staff will vet something prior to taking it to the Board of Supervisors. The Planning Commission is a quasi-judicial body which actually does make votes on development projects. So a committee is more of a policy-related entity, and the commission will be focusing more on development projects.
Well, Quincy Yaley, we've run out of time today. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just want to thank the public for their participation in the Climate Action Plan process. It certainly has been a joy working with all of you. And again, if you need to contact me, my phone number is area code 209-533-5961. And we want to hear from you, hear your comments, hear your concerns, so that we can provide the best service possible.
We thank Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Development Director, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting an update and some clarification on the Climate Action Plan, as well as development projects and the latest when it comes to the cleanup at Camp Hope. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host.
In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we will be focusing on the City of Angels Camp. We're going to be joined in studio by Rebecca Callen. She is the fairly new city administrator for Angels Camp. She's also held a number of other leadership roles in Calaveras County. She's going to get us up to speed on various issues facing the city. That's next week on Motherlode Views. If you missed this or any other Motherlode Views, you can find it in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.